You will turn your Bibles to James chapter 3. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this place, for divine appointments. And Lord, each of us can look back in our lives and realize that you made things possible and you brought things into our life and you taught us things. And Father, as I endeavor to bring your word this evening, I ask that you touch my heart and mouth, that you may speak through me and open the hearts of the people, that we may learn more of you and draw closer to you. In Christ's name. My reference tonight is the MacArthur Bible. I'm doing the first two verses of chapter 3. Let's read them. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment, for we all stumble in many things. If anybody does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Okay, the word teachers refers to a person who has the capacity of teaching or preaching. The word judgment usually voices a negative verdict in the New Testament, and here refers to future judgment, one for the unbelieving false teacher at the second coming of Christ, and two for the believer when he is rewarded before Christ. This is not to discourage true teachers, but to warn the prospective teacher that it's a serious role. Luke, in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verses 26 and 27, models this seriousness. In verse 26, he says, "Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men." 27, "For I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God." In verse 2, it says, "For we stumble in many things. If anybody does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." The word stumble refers to sinning or offending God's person. The form of this Greek verb emphasizes that everyone continually fails to do what is right. One of the greatest stumbling blocks for Christians is the tongue. Scripture contains much about all the evil which the tongue can cause. Psalms 5:9 says, "There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue." The tongue has immense power to speak sinfully, erroneously, and improperly. Human speech is a graphic representation of human depravity. We speak what's in our hearts. We need God's Spirit and grace day by day, minute by minute. The perfect man in this verse may refer to perfection, in which James is saying, hypothetically, if a human were able to perfectly control his tongue, he would be a perfect man. But of course, no one is able to keep from sinning with his tongue. More likely, perfect is describing those who are spiritually mature and thus able to control their tongues. How is this done? Well, let's turn to Psalms 39, and we'll take a look. I'm going to read the first 9 verses. "I said, I will guard my ways lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, You have made my days as a handbreadth. My age is nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but a vapor. Surely, every man walks about like a shadow. Surely, they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. In this verse right here, I was mute. I did not open my mouth because it was you who did it. Being in the preacher's training has allowed me to study Scripture in a more in-depth way, and it never fails. Something jumps off of the page right at me and gets me. Verse 9 in Psalms 37 gives me great hope that through the Holy Spirit I can learn with His grace to keep silent when I should. Listen to the verse again. I was mute. I did not open my mouth. Because it was you who did it. That gives me hope because I do not have the will or the power to control what I say. All good things come from the Heavenly Father. I thank Him in His love and grace that He has allowed me to learn this and realize that my power to control myself and my mouth has to come through Him, through His Word and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again that you've allowed us to open your book through your Spirit and learn of you. And Father, we thank you for this church family, for all the good things you give us. And we realize that when things aren't good, you're in that too. We thank you, Lord, for divine appointments. We especially thank you for the divine appointment that Christ had for the cross, and that we have this freedom today, and we can tell others about you. It's such a privilege. Lord, make us more aware of your plan for our life, that we can honor and glorify your name in Christ. Amen.